But let's begin this morning with the deadly shooting overnight at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. In a statement, the club thanking heroic customers for subduing the gunman and stopping the attack. NBC's Emily Aketa has the very latest. Emily, good morning.
Willie, good morning. We're just hours into this investigation, so unfortunately, police acknowledge the number of victims could still rise. Right now, we know 5 people were killed, another 18 people injured, according to police, in a shooting at Club Q. Some of the victims transported to local hospitals and ambulances, others by police cars, in what is being considered a mass casualty incident. We don't know the victims' conditions at this point. Police say the initial 911 call came in just before midnight. Colorado Springs police arriving and immediately entering, according to authorities. They identified who appeared to be the suspect, and they took that person into custody, but police did not ever fire. This is not considered an officer-involved shooting. We actually can get more insight from Club Q's Facebook page, who thanked the, quote, quick reactions of heroic customers that subdued the gunman and ended this hate attack. Police would not comment on the motive. They say the suspect is in custody and being treated at a local hospital. For background, hours before the shooting, Club Q posted about a drag event scheduled for today honoring Transgender Day of Remembrance on its Facebook page. This adds to the list of attacks at gay clubs, including the mass shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando that killed 49 people in 2016. Willie, we know the FBI is on the scene assisting the investigation, and we expect to learn more throughout the day.